Hey, beautiful soul. Welcome to Spirit Speakeasy. I'm Joy Giovanni, Joyful Medium. I'm a working psychic medium, energy healer, and spiritual gifts mentor. This podcast is like a seat at the table in a secret club, but with mediums, mystics, and the spiritual luminaries of our time. So come behind the velvet ropes with me and see inside my world as I chat insider style with profoundly gifted souls. We go deep, share juicy stories, laugh a lot, and it wouldn't be a speakeasy without great insider secrets and tips. You might even learn that you have some gifts of your own. So step inside the Spirit Speakeasy. Hey, beautiful soul, welcome in for another episode of Spirit Speakeasy. Today's topic is near and dear to my heart. Many of you know by now that my primary work is as a medium, meaning I help people connect and communicate with their loved ones that have already crossed over to the spirit world. And one of the things that people so commonly ask me as a medium, or an area that I feel like is so misunderstood, is this idea of, what does your loved one want you to know? What's the message? What's the message my loved ones want to tell me? What is it that they need me to know? What do they want to share with me? So many versions that this question can come in, but so many people desperately want to know, does my loved one have a message for me, and what is it? It's so common, and there is such confusion around what this actually means. So first, let me tell you that the type of mediumship I practice is technically called evidential, which really just means that when I'm in a sitting with someone one-on-one, or when I'm doing a group reading, when I become aware of people in the spirit world, the way that they communicate with me is to help me understand specific details about them, so that the person that they're here to talk to, here to give messages to, here to share this time with can recognize them. And it really just can be done in so many ways. Some spirit people, when they're communicating, will make their personalities really clear. Some will talk about and share memories from their life or things going on in your life. There really are so many ways that this communication works in mediumship. And while each spirit person, everyone you've lost to the other side, every person that's crossed over to the other side has unique life experiences, there really are some common threads in the messages that they share, even with all of the details and individual memories and stories that can come in a reading, even though personally, they're different. The quote unquote messages often boil down to these common sentiments. I'm going to share them with you. I'm going to give some examples. And my hope is that you'll be able to see how the quote unquote messages work. And then we'll talk a little bit about how they typically don't work, because I think there's just so much confusion around someone who has never experienced a mediumship reading or never seen the way it actually works. I love that we have so much more access to mediumship and these spiritual gifts through media, right? Television and movies and all of that. But I think with the editing process, it really does make it a little bit confusing. And one of the beautiful things about mediumship is that the spirit people can help me understand the emotions, not just the details of their life experiences. And there's so many ways they can do this, but it really is the emotions that help us understand everything and make everything so clear. And it is where this idea of messages come from, the sentiments, the emotions, the things that they want to share as they're coming through from beyond to communicate. So let me just dive right in and go through some of the most common messages, and you can see how this might apply to you, or how you can understand that even though the message itself might seem general, I'm hoping that the examples that I'm going to share with you from real client sessions and experiences will help you see how actually, even though the message itself might seem generic, the way it comes in, the way I experience it, the way I'm able to share it is unique, specific. And the truth is, I can share details with someone and it's either true or not true. I was really confused initially before I became a practicing medium and really studied and got like a depth of understanding of this work. When I would watch kind of the famous mediums, give details, sometimes I would feel like, oh, that's really generic. They're just saying, oh, that person loves you. Like, yeah, well, that's pretty generic. That could apply to anyone. That doesn't prove anything to me. That doesn't prove that they're actually communicating with that loved one. So if you are someone that has occasionally felt like that when you've seen, you know, psychics or mediums more on a broader scale, I'm hoping that this will help to clarify some of that for you. So let's just get right into it. One of the most common sentiments, messages, I don't love that word, just I think it makes it so confusing. Message, we think of like someone sending you a text message or a letter or specific instructions about something that you are to do. And really, that's kind of the lesser part of it. It really is the emotions they want to share. I have had mentors over the years, and the way that it's often articulated is, if you were on the other side yourself and you had one opportunity, this opportunity to communicate with your loved ones that are still here in the physical world, what would you want to tell them? I mean, it might not be to tell them to make sure you invest in this stock, for example. They would want to be telling you things like, I love you, or I understand now, or another very common one is, I'm safe, I'm at peace, I'm okay, some version of that. Another really common one is, I haven't gone anywhere, I'm still with you, I'm still around. And there are so many fears tied up with us when it comes to those in the spirit world, because we're not able to physically see them anymore, and we are not able to communicate with them the same way we were when they were here on this side. But it doesn't mean that they don't deeply understand what's going on with you, what's going on in your life, and don't have things that they want to share. Now, this message of I love you, this first message I want to talk about, sometimes it comes as that exact sentiment, I love you. And sometimes it comes as, I'm supporting you, I care about you, I know what's going on here. So let me share a specific example from a client session. I had a client that came into my office, and as we started to work, I was aware that in her own current life, she had some questions about dating, about her love life. And as I moved my awareness to that segment of her life, her dating zone, her love life zone, I started to understand more about the details, more about this person that she had started seeing, and what they were like in her life and the feelings that she was having. And as I was working, I started to become aware of a gentleman standing beside me from the spirit world who I understood to be her husband. And her husband was just an amazing guy. He was able to share details about his personality, and that's how she knew definitely it was him. And he also shared specific details about the love they shared between them. They had gotten together very young and had a really beautiful romance between them. He was a very emotionally expressive and romantic gentleman, and he gave details about their wedding day. He showed me that she still had their wedding photo and gave some details about what that photo looked like and where it was in their house, the size of the photo. And then he also went on to share with me in detail this beautiful place that they got married, this venue that had these amazing glass windows that looked out over the ocean. And he even went on to share one of his favorite songs. You might know it. It's that Somewhere Over the Rainbow / What a Wonderful World, incredible song by the artist. He goes by Iz. His name is Israel Kamakavivo Ole. And I'm going to link the song below just in case you want to hear it. And she was so shocked that he was able to share this very special song. And she shared with me that not only was it played at the wedding, but it was also played at the memorial service. And he shared all kinds of details about this and went on to share more about their relationship. And I was even aware in his illness before his passing that he had time and spoke with his wife and told her that he fully expected her to find another partner at some point, to marry again. She still was in the prime of her life and really wanted to, had come to a place of healing where she was ready to look at dating again. And he had actually said to her before he passed away, that it was okay for her to remarry again when she felt ready. And she validated all of this and said it was all correct. And deep in her heart, she really was just wanting his approval again, like wanting to make sure that he still was okay with this. And as I got to understand his personality more and more throughout the reading, he went on to share jokes about how there would never be another love like theirs and she could never replace him because he's just such a special guy. But really wanted to reaffirm what he had said to her, that he wanted her to have a happy and full life and not stop living her life after he crossed over. And he had said actually this directly to her, and she was able to affirm it, confirm it. He wasn't going to tell her what to do about this new potential love interest that she had. It's really not the way it usually works. They're not going to make our choices for us. They're not going to make decisions for us. But he was wanting to remind her of what he had said, this emotion that he still fully meant it and believed it even more now from the other side, and also wanted to remind her of how she should be treated in a relationship and that she had his eternal love, support, and friendship. And there was just such an overwhelming emotion of love throughout this communication between this wife that was in my office and her husband in the spirit world as she embarked on this new chapter of her life. So you can see how, yes, the message is, I love you, but it comes in such a specific and full and personal way that that story that I just shared with you, that's not everyone's story. Not every person that's lost a spouse is going through this. They definitely won't have the exact same memories of their romance, of their wedding, of times that they shared, of personality. So I'm hoping you're starting to see how, while the message might be the same, the actual details and experience and the way the session, the communication, often called a reading, the way it goes, is very personal and unique. Now, I'm going to move on to this next commonly shared sentiment or message. Often spirit people from the other side, depending on their situation, who they were, their life experience, like we talked about, for some, part of the message is some version of, I understand now. Sometimes this also includes an I'm sorry or an apology or an acknowledgement of something and why they understand it and how they understand it differently from perhaps who they were and how they express themselves in their physical life. Hey, beautiful soul, I want to hear from you. Give me a call on my new Spirit Speakeasy hotline and tell me the story of your sign or communication that you received from your own loved one in the spirit world, and you might even be featured on an upcoming episode of Spirit Speakeasy. Call me now, area code 305-928-LOVE. That's 305-928-5683. 305-928-LOVE. I hope to hear from you soon. But this can be all different ways. Like I said, it will blossom differently based on the personal experiences and the life story of the person in the spirit world and of my sitter, and often of their relationship together. Because remember, we're different in most of the relationships in our lives. You might be different with your parent than you are with your coworker, for example, or your children, or your friend. So this message of I understand now, I want to just quickly touch into how I understand the life review. I know that many of us are taught that crossing over to the other side involves some version of what we often title a life review. Now, the way I was made to understand it when I was small and, quite frankly, in Catholic school was just this feeling of a judgmental man, perhaps a saint, depending on the tradition you were raised in, who has this list at the pearly gates when we're crossing over to heaven or to Shangri-La or the other side or whatever it is, this man up there that has this list of all the things you've ever done and is going to tell you, you know, you're a good person or you're a bad person and you're into the club or you're not. That's not actually how I understand it working through all of my experience with the spirit world, through mentors, through hundreds of years of experience, if I put everyone together who I've had conversations with this about. The way I actually understand the life review to work is not like an experience where someone is just telling us about our life, but where we're actually re-experiencing not only our own emotions, but all of the emotions that we ever created in another person. So the wording is never quite right, but basically a version of standing in others' shoes and feeling the emotions that we created in someone else in a conversation, in an argument, in a kindness that we did, perhaps even in passing, or that ripple effect of how our behavior affected the emotions of others that we may or may not have even known about. So it really is this totally different experience of having to feel and deeply understand emotions that we created in other people in our human life. So knowing that that's how the life review goes, some version of that, and that's of course very simplified, I want to give an example of this client that I had that had several loved ones on the other side. And typically, we don't have time to get to every person that someone has ever known in one session. So when someone is like this particular client and has a lot of people, we work together over the course of a few different sessions over the course of years in this case. And we heard from this person's mom, her sisters, her brothers. She had friends on the other side. She had special coworkers and mentors that really meant so much to her. And so over the course of these sessions, we heard from different loved ones in the spirit world who wanted to share different things with her at different times. She had beloved grandparents over there. She just had a lot of family members on the other side. And each time that we worked together, I became aware of her dad in the spirit world, but he just felt almost like a little bit further away from me than the spirit loved ones that I was actually getting to work with, grandma and mom and sisters and brothers. But I was aware of him there, almost like a couple rows back, so to speak. And I would let her know I'm aware of him, but he's not, the way I say it is blending with me because I blend my soul's energy with theirs, and that's how these communications work. If you want a whole nother episode about that, let me know. I'm happy to chat about that more too. But I wasn't quite working with him yet. And every time I would let her know, I'm aware of your dad. I don't think he's going to work today, but let's see. I could feel her tighten up in her energy. And sometimes I could physically see her tense up. And so, of course, I was aware that there was a challenged relationship there, to say the least. And the first time, she wasn't willing to hear from dad. And he knew that. And that's why he wasn't, you know, insisting that she work with him. It wouldn't be until about 3 years into our work that my client had healed and gotten to the point in her own space, in her own heart, in her own life, that she was ready to hear from dad. And as usual, the way I begin the sessions is working with whoever I become aware of first. The spirit world is far more intelligent than me, and they will order themselves in the order that is best for whatever healing and communication needs to take place in that session. And so as usual, I worked with, you know, who I was aware of first. And in this case, it was her favorite grandma. And again, I became aware of dad, but this time he was much closer and he was letting me know that he was here to communicate. And so I asked my client, checked in with her, and as I would do in this situation where I'm aware it's a tough relationship. And I asked her if she was okay to hear from him this time, that he was wanting to communicate and was she willing to hear from him? And she said yes, which brings me to another quick point that I've shared before. You don't have to hear from someone in a reading. A good medium, if you say, you know what, I'm not open to hearing from that person today, a good medium will honor that and wants to keep you feeling safe and good and protected. And our base rule is a do no harm type of a rule. So she agreed. And he shared a lot of emotions and details of how he had been abusive to his family, physically, mentally, emotionally. And I also want to pause here and just let you know that as a medium, when I become aware of these types of challenges in a relationship, someone who is abusive to any degree and in any way, even if I am aware of very specific details that happened, I don't articulate them. I don't say them in that way to my client because, again, do no harm. I don't want to dredge something up for them or make them relive painful emotions. I'm able to just say enough that lets them know that I do understand what happens, that their, in this case, dad, person in the spirit world, does understand what happened, what they did, what they didn't do. And I just want you to know, because a lot of us have challenging relationships in our lives or people that, you know, I often have it where people are nervous to hear from someone because they don't want to feel triggered or to feel abused again. And just know that if it is, it's a good medium and it is someone that you had a challenging relationship with, they will be protecting you, safeguarding your heart, not giving details in a way that would be hurtful rather than healing. I'll say it that way. So really, he just wanted to take accountability so she would understand that he truly did know deeply how all of his behaviors had affected her. And he even admitted and shared through this communication that he did understand now. Let's remember, because the message is, I understand now. He now understood what effect that had on her back then, how it changed her personality, how she was in the world, for example. And, you know, he even shared that he wasn't really a man of apologies in this world. Like when he was here, he didn't give verbal apologies. He didn't give verbal praise. He didn't share feelings of love when he was here in the physical world, but he wanted to take this opportunity to acknowledge the behavior, to acknowledge how it changed her, how she felt, and to give his version of an apology and let her know that deeply he did truly understand now. So sometimes that message can come in a very tender and pointed communication like this. And depending on everyone's different life, it can be in totally different ways. It could be, I understand what you were trying to tell me. So there's not only one way for these messages to come, but I do find this message, this I understand now, so frequently when it was a challenged relationship or when that person didn't express emotions here in the physical world through the life review, they just come to understand so deeply everything that happened and all of the emotions that were created. So I hope that helps you start to understand how this message of, oh, I get it now, I understand now, I'm sorry for XYZ, how this can come in a reading and be healing rather than hurtful and very specific, right? Because not everyone has that experience. You either did have that experience with someone or you didn't. Not everyone does. Now I want to move on to this next frequent message that I'm receiving and sharing from the spirit world. It's not exactly shared the same way every time, but it's some version of I'm safe, I'm at peace, I'm okay now. And the example I'm going to give here is this beautiful example of these parents who are my clients. And they came together. They had a daughter in the spirit world. She was fairly young at the time of her passing. She was in her 20s. And she had had a very difficult relationship with substances and challenges with substances in her life and related to her passing. And my client's beautiful daughter shared details of her struggles with substance and even shared details and emotions about how she, for part of her illness, really pushed her parents away and it changed their relationship with her. And it was very different from the sparkling little child they had known her as. And she shared all of this in such profound, deeply emotionally sensitive way. And she even shared that she understood now, how she left her parents feeling so, so helpless. And she also shared how her passing was very unexpected. And they were really surprised because in the months right before her passing, she had actually been doing much better as far as her parents could see. She shared that she had even been having conversations with them differently and connecting with them differently and making an effort to show up in her family differently, rebuilding some of those bonds. And her parents had been coming to trust her again and to feel more comfortable that she might be okay, actually. And her parents validated all of this and said that's exactly what happened and that they were so surprised because she had been doing so much better. And they even had had really great talks with her just in the days before her passing. And their amazing daughter in the spirit world went on to validate and share details for each parent specifically about their individual struggles and how they were each still struggling in their own ways, and shared details for each parent about how individually they were worried about her and were sending thoughts and prayers to her. And it's one of the beautiful things that can happen in a group reading, especially if it's a family group in front of me, for example. Because like I was saying, this daughter, just like we all do, she had different exchanges, emotions, relationship with mom than she did with dad. So she wanted to acknowledge the conversations, the jokes, the personality, the nature of the relationship between each of these parents, and really validate that she remembered everything, that she was her true self now, and that she was safe, okay, at peace, healed. And wanted to just acknowledge the parents' struggles that they were currently experiencing, you know, in that moment as she was communicating, and shared that they just really needed to know and believe deeply that she was actually okay, that she was safe now, that she was at peace, that she understood the struggle they were going through and was at peace with the decisions that they had made, you know, after her passing. So, of course, we all have different life circumstances, like I keep saying, and I'm safe and I'm at peace might mean something very different in a relationship in your life with someone that's crossed over, for example, versus these parents who have their daughter in the spirit world. But you can see how, while that message, if you just heard the message with no details, it might feel or sound generic. I'm at peace, I'm safe, I'm okay. But the way this beautiful girl was able to share her challenges and share her relationship and her personality and understand the current struggle of each of her parents, it really does change that message of I'm safe, I'm at peace, I'm okay, through the evidence, the evidential details, which is the beauty of evidential mediumship. And I've worked with those parents a couple times since then, and they really are moving through their healing process and have learned how to receive signs and communications from their incredible daughter. I'm going to give you one more that is one of the most common themes, emotions, messages that is shared. And I don't know that any of these rank any higher than any of the others, but this one for me is one that I think most of us really wonder about when we have someone on the other side. And this message is some version of, I am still with you. I haven't gone anywhere. Of course, our lives on this side change and continue when people cross over. People get married, children are born, people graduate, they move, lots of things happen. And I often have clients worried or wondering or having a heavy heart about, man, does my person on the other side, do they know what's going on? Do they know where I am? Are they still here with me in some way? And again, based on the traditions we were raised with, we often tend to think of them so far away, right? Like in some faraway place, if they made it through those gates. And the truth is, the spirit world is a world within our world. So it's the unseen world that's all around us. They are still with us. They do still spend time with us and know what's going on in our lives. And the example that I wanted to share for this special message, I haven't gone anywhere, I'm still with you, is a recent reading with a woman I had where we heard from grandparents and also both her mom and dad in the spirit world. And she had helped to care for both of them in the final years of their life is what I came to learn through her parents' communication in the reading. And actually her mom communicated first and shared some details. And then I was aware of her dad and he communicated. And then they did this really beautiful thing, which sometimes happens is, you know, mom would share something from the other side, and then dad would share a memory, and then mom would share a detail, and then dad would share a detail. And it was this really beautiful kind of family reunion that was happening to touch my client's heart. And they each shared individually. I mean, they passed in short order of each other, but, you know, each had their own separate illness, each had their own personality. So mom and dad on the other side helped me to understand how their daughter cared for them in the final years of their life, and that she actually moved her own family into the home so that they could each finish out their final days in their own home with care of family. And each of her parents shared details about not only their illnesses, but the meaningful care they received and how they were in the house, where they stayed in the house, the family that lived in the house, how they helped them. And I understood through her parents that my client was still living in that house, you know, to date. And her parents helped me understand that, you know, this house was so meaningful to them, especially dad, who the interesting thing about this client's dad is, I was aware through his personality that he wasn't the biggest communicator in life. He was a man of few words. He didn't share a lot of emotion, but this house meant everything to him. And that was a big part of how he expressed his love for his family. It was his dream to own a home, and he worked so hard to be able to pay for that home and to be able to keep it for all of those years. And it really was something that he put a lot of time and effort and care into. And while he didn't verbally express his emotions very much when he was here in the physical world, tending to and caring for this home, in effect, for him was the same as caring for his family and was how he expressed his love. So it was really special that he was able to share that. And then he actually went on to share, which she validated all of that, you know, that he was like that with the home, that he was like that in his personality, and was able to share. She was pretty surprised that he went on to share details about how they had been recently remodeling the home. Her parents had been crossed for, you know, a handful of years, and they were ready to remodel, and they had already remodeled part of it. And she said that was correct. And he was expressing, you know, what they had remodeled and how he really was liking the remodel. And then dad from the spirit world started sharing with me that they had been planning the next phase was going to be this remodel of the kitchen. And he even shared details of, oh yeah, she wants this big, beautiful island. She wants to reconfigure the kitchen space. And she was, my client, so happy and so shocked because she said, oh my gosh, we just have been talking about these exact plans that you're sharing just this weekend. And it was her parents in the spirit world wanting to say, hey, I haven't gone anywhere. Well, we're still here. We know what's going on. We know what you're changing in the home. We love it. And her dad even went on to mention that my client's husband, who also lives in the home and was, he's in construction, and dad in the spirit world shared that this gentleman was doing a lot of the work himself. His father-in-law in the spirit world shared, you know, hey, I just want to encourage my son-in-law has been having a lot of back pain. And my client said, that's right. My husband has been having a lot of back pain. And father-in-law in the spirit world shared, and he has, you know, an old injury that's activated again and been giving him trouble. And she said, that's right. He does. This is from an old injury. And dad in the spirit world shared that he wanted his son-in-law to be careful and perhaps consider bringing on some help. He likes to do these jobs himself, but bringing on some help so that he didn't, you know, re-aggravate his injuries. And she was like, oh my gosh, I just was telling him that. And so her dad in the spirit world was validating this entire conversation that they had had and all of these details about what was going on in the family to give this message that I stated at the beginning. I haven't gone anywhere. I'm still with you. So while I could just tell you, yes, they're still with you and they haven't gone anywhere, how much more powerful is it for you know, in this case, dad and mom in the spirit world to share what's going on in the home that they loved so much and what happened in their final years and what changes have been made and who's injured and who's not feeling good and who's not talking anymore. And so it's so much more powerful in this emotion for them to be able to share some specific details so that you can know, like, oh my gosh, they haven't gone anywhere. How would they know about that conversation last weekend where I was just mapping out with my husband where I wanted to put the new kitchen island? And the truth is, not everyone's remodeling their home. I'm not remodeling a home. I rent. So you can see how these do end up being such specific and detailed messages, even though, yes, the sentiment is the same through these messages. I haven't gone anywhere. I'm still with you. I'm safe and I'm at peace. I do understand this now about my personality, about this part of our relationship, and sometimes including an apology in there. And I love you. These really are the main sentiments they want us to know. And of course, this is not to say that there aren't any other messages or themes or common emotions that come through, because of course there are. But I hope you now can better start to understand how a message like, I'm proud of who you've become, or I'm proud of this thing you did, or I do know my grandchildren, how that can be expressed through evidential mediumship in such a specific and powerful and meaningful way. And because they are still here with us, a world within our world, just an unseen world, you can still communicate with them. They can still hear you. They do know what's going on with you. They are sharing and shining their love on you. They're not going to intervene. So that brings me to just this next little piece that I want to talk about, what won't come through as a message in a reading. They're not going to tell us what to do with our lives. They might make a suggestion, but it's going to be from the personality of who they are in the world, who you know them as. So if you're, for example, if your mom always was worried about you getting married and not being a spinster and wanted you to get married, she might say something in a reading from the other side, like, she might share information that, you know, for example, maybe hypothetically you're not dating and she's encouraging you to get out there. But she's not going to tell you choose this person, not this person. That's your free will. They're not going to step on our free will choice. They're not going to tell you don't remodel the kitchen versus do remodel the kitchen. They just will let you know that they know what's going on. They're not going to yell at you for things. They're not going to call you out in a painful way. They might highlight things. They might make suggestions. They might help me to understand, hypothetically, for example, they had some health challenges in their life. You're having some health challenges in your life, encouraging you to look after your health, for example. The other thing they're not going to give as a message in a reading is predictions about the future. Since a future is not decided in advance for us, they don't get to know the future either. Now, I do believe that they can see kind of a little bit ahead of us, like just around the corner. I've had them, for example, share that someone is pregnant and my client didn't know that this person in their family was pregnant, and then it came out a few days later. You know, the person who was pregnant knew they're pregnant. But they're not going to give you some future prediction. They're not going to give lottery numbers because those aren't decided. I also will say, while it might be a slim possibility, they're not going to give things like stock tips or bank passwords or information like that. And believe it or not, I have had people come in hoping to get that kind of information. But really, they want to say, I love you and I'm still with you and I haven't gone anywhere and I'm safe and I'm at peace and I see things differently now. These are the sentiments all woven in through their own life stories, their own sharing of their personality, their own sharing about the relationship with whoever it is that's my sitter, whether it's one-on-one or in a group session. And they do still spend time with you. They do still care about you. They do know what's going on with you and in your life. So hopefully this has helped you understand the types of messages that your loved ones in the spirit world have for you, the things that they've learned about themselves, the types of things that they can share. And they really can share any details they want. A lot of it is about helping me to understand what it is that they want to share and then me working with them to share it in the best possible way I can for them. But I also always like to highlight that a reading shouldn't be traumatic in any way. It should always feel healing, uplifting, comforting. It should be details and information that's helpful to you, not just talking about tragic or traumatic details. And if they are bringing a detail in a reading, A, like I mentioned before, a good medium will know how to handle that, will know how to make it soft enough that you understand that the medium does know through your person on the other side what happened, but they don't need to give a full account of it. You know what happened in your own life. And if your person on the other side is bringing a tough memory or a challenging part of their personality, it's not just to dredge things up. It's always, in my experience, with the intention of healing it to some degree. They might not be able to magically lift it off of you, but they might be able to say, hey, I did this and this, and I understand that it affected you like this and this, and I'm so sorry, I get it now. And that's a different message. So hopefully this has kind of opened your eyes or given you some food for thought, helped you understand the possibility of the types of messages and details that can come through in a reading. I just have such a passion for mediumship. I love it. It is such an honor to get to work with loved ones in the spirit world. And of course, my clients who are in this world, who are sharing often their most tender, precious emotions with me. And that's what comes from the spirit world as well, as the emotions of how they felt in the relationship, the love that they have now, the way that they see you, the things that are going on. So I hope that this has helped you understand a little bit more about the spirit world, a little bit more about what your own loved ones might want you to know, the types of messages that they would want to share with you, and how they can do that in a specific and meaningful way, with the message still being, I love you. Let me know if you've ever had a reading. I'm so curious to know, you know, if you've had a reading, what the messages were that came through for you. And if you can identify, oh yeah, that's kind of the undercurrents. I love you. I'm still here. I'm still with you. I still continue on just in another way. I understand things differently now. Or what messages came through for you? You can always email me. I do want to start sharing some of these on podcasts. You can remain anonymous if you want. You can email it directly to me, joy@joyfulmedium.com. Or I always love getting messages on my Spirit Speakeasy hotline, which is area code 305-928-5683. 305-928 love, L-O-V-E. And just know that your loved ones in the spirit world, even if they didn't get to meet you in life, for example, maybe you had a grandparent that passed away right before you were born, or even when you were little, or some other family member, they still do know about you. They do care and take interest and want to support you and send love through for whatever's going on in your life, whether it's a wonderful time or a challenging time. And some people still have interest and love for you, even if they are not a blood-related family member. Perhaps they're a friend of the family. Perhaps, as we've talked about on previous episodes, perhaps you share a common career, like maybe you're a nurse. Well, nurses of the past or people that have discovered medical advances, they're wanting to support you as well. So I hope this has really just been a little bit eye-opening, a little bit informative, and hopefully heartwarming for you. Big hugs, lots of love. Bye for now from inside Spirit Speakeasy.